Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. It was a beautiful early fall day, warm but finally not too humid, when a group toured a riverfront nature preserve in Winter Beach that's soon to be open to the public. The Indian River Land Trust bought the property, which includes a loop trail, dock, and boardwalk, and named it for Land Trust founder Tony Robinson. Ralph Monticello is land acquisitions manager for the private nonprofit group. You were telling us you come here sometimes at sunrise.
Well, sometimes I have maintenance work, and what I'll do is I'll bring a thermos of coffee and I'll get here before sunrise, and I'll go out and before I start my chores, I'll sit out at the picnic table on the dock and watch the sunrise. I've also done that for Audubon. We get out there by sunrise and we watch all the bird life as they rise off the river. If you look east, you're looking at the great expanse of Pine Island, where the Land Trust recently acquired about 190 acres and are preserving most of the north half of this great green area, which is just south of the Wabasso Causeway. It's also the best habitat during the winter for roseate spoonbills. There's a flock of maybe 30 to 60 which hide back in those wetlands.
So that's not a spoil island, right?
Pine Island is a natural island that's been there at least with the current sea levels.
Maybe somebody should rename it Spoonbill Island. What do you think?
Well, there is a Spoonbill Marsh now. Someone's gotten that name already. When the hurricanes came through in 2004, 2005, they battered Pelican Island, where the preserve is, and many of the pelicans and the roseate spoonbills moved down to this area, which was more protected from the storm.
If you look west from the end of the dock, you'll see a shoreline without any concrete bulkheading. Instead, mangroves line the river. Monticello calls it the green edge.
The green edge is so important, not only to the wildlife, the cleanliness of the river, but also the visual landscape. Not many places tried to think about what do our eyes see, what's the visual landscape, why is it soothing, why do we want to be here, why do we want to return here, why is this our home? It's the green edge against the water, and it's very, very pleasant.
The Land Trust has bought 435 acres of natural habitat containing 4 miles of shoreline along the Indian River Lagoon. Tony Robinson is quick to give credit to others.
It is wonderful what this group is doing. Fantastic. We have great people. They work really hard. They're inspired and dedicated, and, you know, what more could we want? Done a great job.
And you love land like this, natural land.
Yes, indeed. Because, you know, when the land goes, it's never coming back. It's gone forever. So we need to protect what we have.
20 years ago, you fought hard to pass a bond referendum. What did you think 20 years ago? Did you think you would have this wonderful outcome now?
We didn't know. We were just very worried. The Land Trust saved a couple of parcels along the ocean before McKee Garden became threatened. McKee was going to be turned into a shopping center. The biggest, most valuable trees were marked by the developers as the first trees to cut down. The plan was really shocking.
The Land Trust raised money to buy and restore McKee as a botanical garden. Last spring, Robinson was recognized for her service over the years.
At the Land Trust's outdoor meeting, all of a sudden there's a big sign saying Tony Robinson Waterfront Trail. That was the first I heard. You know, there are so many people in the Land Trust that have done so much. Why shouldn't my name go up on that?
But you work tirelessly for us, so that's why your name should go on that.
That was Ann Taylor, the Land Trust Director of Development. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down in Florida. Well, that's a place I long to be.